Sunder, with the outgoing council's unanimous approval allowing the municipality's chief administrative officer to sign a contract with Alberta Health Services, AHS, a dedicated training space at the local fire hall is that much closer to coming to fruition. Linda Nelson, chief administrative officer, reminded council on October 4 during the last regular meeting before the municipal election, that the municipality had been engaged in discussions with AHS on introducing an eSIM program to the community. AHS operates the province-wide eSIM simulation program that delivers training opportunities to AHS staff using theatrical techniques including actors and patient simulators, which are computerized mannequins that are used to create realistic scenarios that can be expected in a real-world encounter, said Nelson. The acronym stands for Educate, Simulate, Innovate, Motivate. The goal is to enable learners to practice and master individual and team skills to improve patient safety and enhance the quality of care, said Nelson. Through a collaborative approach among AHS, the municipality as well as Sunder Hospital Futures, the parties have each determined that AHS is in the position to offer certain educational opportunities that naturally arise from the program, she said. Discussions have been ongoing since earlier this year, she said, adding council had already supported the proposal in principle. We are now in a position to move this forward. Administration was therefore requesting formal approval from council to authorize Nelson to sign an agreement for a 5-year license to deliver the service through leased out space at the Sunder Fire Hall. While AHS is committed to licensing space from the municipality at the fire hall, where it'll conduct educational activities for healthcare staff, it will also foster further educational opportunities made available to town staff as well as members of the fire department, Sunder Hospital Futures, and members of the community at large, she said. The license agreement's initial 5-year term starts October 15, 2021 and ends October 14, 2026. In terms of the specific additional activities to be provided, the parties will agree to establish a simulation operations committee, with equal membership from each of the parties, which will provide oversight and direction with respect to the items agreed to, said Nelson. A program lead will be designated by AHS, and that position will be responsible for, among other duties, managing AHS's use of the space as it pertains to the eSIM program, as well as serving as a point of contact for the operations committee, she said. The other parties could discuss and coordinate any additional activity that the parties might agree on, she said. Count. Richard Warnock moved the recommended action for council to support the agreement between the municipality and AHS to allow for the lease of space at the fire hall for purposes of the eSIM lab, and that the SAU be authorizes to sign the agreement on behalf of the town. Count. Todd Dulkey, who expressed full support for the use of the space, wondered whether the municipality could anticipate any expenses relating either to the program or renovations. That will be taken care of by AHS and Hospital Futures, answered Nelson. Without any further discussion or questions, council went on to unanimously carry Warnock's motion.